Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our time this morning. Welcome to the opportunities to celebrate God. Warm cup of coffee. Must admit, this is my first one of the day, so I'm enjoying the coffee. Been busy this morning, but we're in God's presence and an opportunity to celebrate with you. A couple of reminders coming up. This week, we're doing a baked potato bar on Wednesday night. We're going to have baked potatoes and all the fixings to go with it. We're going to enjoy that time. We're going to be looking at Jonah, chapter 4. So come, if you can, Wednesday night at 5 o'clock. Also, don't forget, we have coming up Memorial Weekend next weekend. We're doing some stuff with Hope Crossing. So that is on our website. Remember our sister churches, but remember the blessings of God. Memorial Day is a time of remembrance, of remembering those who have gone on before us, so we celebrate the life of those who have made this church possible, made Christianity possible, and for America and the opportunities and the men and women who have given their lives for us. So, with that, we are going to open the scripture today from Isaiah chapter 46. We'll talk about God is holy and just a little bit more, and then we have one more to close out next week about God's love. But we celebrate that with you. Please remember BethanyChurchOfGod.org. All of the events and all of the information is there for your keeping. So I ask that you just review that. There was a prayer request that came in from Greg. We want to lift up Greg as he's looking for God's salvation and salvation for his family. So, and hope that he finds the church. So we're going to continue to pray and support him. Remember the prayer request of the church. So we'll do that. But before we begin, we're going to worship the Lord with a song.
Yeah.
Father, let every knee this morning bow before the Lion and the Lamb. God, we pause to give thanks to You. We give thanks, Father, for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. We ask, God, that You will bless us today, that as we celebrate, we may celebrate the God of God and King of kings, Lord of lords. We thank You for this time. We thank You for Your blessings. In Your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. Could you just give me a little more volume up here, John? I know we're talking just somehow the monitor. I'm not hearing it very well this morning. So, thank you. We pause to celebrate this word that's coming from Isaiah chapter 46. And a very interesting passage. He said, listen, all of you, the remnant, the people, you whom I've upheld since your birth and have carried you since you were born, even to your old age and your gray hairs. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, I will carry you, and I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. He said, some pour out their gold and things and bags and weights, and they take them to a goldsmith, and they make an idol, and they bow to that idol. They lift it on their shoulders, and they carry it from place to place and set it on a stand. Even though someone cries out to it, it cannot answer. It can't save them from their troubles. He said, remember, the former things, those of long ago, I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is no one like me. I have made known the ends of the beginning from the ancient times. What is still to come? I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that is right. We have this wonderful story about all of the things that the children of Israel were attempting to do, and we're going to celebrate that in just a few moments. A reminder coming up for the time of prayer. Please remember to keep Louie and Suzanne in your prayers. Keep Charlotte in your prayers. We are praying for our brother Gary. We're praying for the church. We're praying for God's healing and His restoration. And we're praying for God's anointing and His holiness. So we gather together with you. And as there are many needs, we want to pray for the upcoming holidays and the church itself. So before we do that, we're going to celebrate in a song. And then we'll share together in a time of prayer. Thank you. my face and turn from their wicked ways. And I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. God, I am reminded that you are above the storms. You are above the strife. You are above all things. And that you call us to be still and know that you are God. Father, even in this stillness right now, inhabit the praise of your people. God, I am reminded that one of your saints, God, who is home with you, loved this song. And he used to sing it with us all the time as Dan was with us. And he would celebrate, Father, you are King over the flood. And I will be still and know you are God. Father, I'm reminded that he is home with you in the stillness, in the joy of the celebration. But yet, God, we are here in your presence. We're reminded of his love and his grace, his talent and his gift, God. We're reminded of your love for us, your grace, and your mercy that goes without end. So thank you, God, for this time. Father, I pray for stillness. Stillness in the life of Charlotte as she is home celebrating. Peace and power upon Louis and Suzanne. Father, among the many needs, we pray for them, God. Those that are working, those that are away, those that are out doing things on a beautiful day. May your hand of stillness and grace be with them. I pray for my brother Brent this morning. God, I pray that your anointing, Father, will rest on him. That you will cover him. That you will shelter him. And that you will lift him up, God. And that you'll bring grace to the message that he brings to you today. That the people of God would be open to that. Father, just anoint him and Heather. Father, I pray for Mark and Angie. And I pray, God, your blessings upon them. And I pray that God, as he brings the word of God, that you will open his mouth and his heart to hear from you, God, and that you'll watch over them. I pray for my brother Tom and his lovely wife Mary. And I pray for your anointing upon them in Chippewa Valley. And I ask, God, that you will bless the congregation there to hear the word from the Lord today. Father, I pray for Bethany as we gather. May your name and your power be amazed in this place. Father, it is Pentecost Sunday. And I pray that you will pour out your spirit upon all the churches today, that they will dream dreams, they will see prophecy fulfilled. And I think about the good church, and I think about Benton Harbor Church and the opening of the laundromats and the great work that they are doing, God. I pray your blessings upon them, for our congregation, God, for Greg, who is sent a prayer request to me. You know, God, exactly what Greg is asking for. He's asking for your anointing, for your resurrecting power, and for salvation in his life and those around him. He's seeking, God, a church, and I pray that you will open the doors for him, Holy Spirit, that you will bless him, Lord. You will pour out your Spirit upon him. For Pastor Salim, for the Bungoma Church, for the Kangoma Church in Kenya. God, that you will pour out your Spirit upon both men, upon their churches and their congregations. And I pray, God, that the Holy Spirit's power would awaken the lives of our spirits today. That you'll anoint us with healing. You'll anoint us with power today. We'll thank you and we'll praise you. Father, I pray for Connor as he comes to lead us in worship in about an hour and a half. God, I pray that your anointing would be upon him. Father, that as we worship the Lord, we will worship in spirit and truth. Bless him, God, as he celebrates with us today. That this will be a time of rejoicing, God. So bless all things. Bless this word today, God, as we celebrate it. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Isaiah is giving a word. The children of Israel are in exile. They're ready to close out this chapter. And pretty soon Isaiah is going to finish up his message in some 15 or 10 chapters later, there might be 20, but Isaiah is going to close out here very shortly, and he's going to remind the people of God. They're going to want to put their trust in a lot of things. And here we have this idea that God is perfect, and his holy presence demands our acceptance of him and rejection of sin. He loves because he loves us dearly and wants nothing more than our lives to be whole and complete. And yet so many of us trust in things around us. I love this passage that some pour out their gold from bags and weigh out their silver, hire a goldsmith to make a god. And they bow to that god, and yet that god will never answer them. And he says, listen, I remember the former things. I am with you. I've known you from birth. I've given you life. I will carry you throughout this entire journey. And here we have this story of God loving us dearly, even throughout the entire scriptures. And he calls us to trust in him. That in his holiness and his justice, in this righteousness or right standing before God, that we will be found whole and free. Because he respects our free will, God leaves us the choice. Entirely up to us as to whether we choose him as Savior for his gracious gift. A.W. Tozer writes, justice is something that God is. It's not something God has, but that's who God is. We serve a God today who knows us, who is righteous and holy, and loves us beyond all measure. The question is, what are you putting your trust in? Are you trusting in the flag of the United States? Are you trusting in the elections that are coming up? Are you trusting in the world around you? Do you even trust the car you drive? And the machines that you use, sometimes they break down. But there's one thing for certain, the God we serve is righteous and holy and will withstand all the things around them. And he stands true and righteous forever. Find rest, my soul, in God alone. For he loves us beyond all measure. And that is the call today. That is the opportunity to love him with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. And that if we would just humble ourselves and call on him, he will forgive us and heal our land. What an opportunity. I hope today that you can find time to give him your life, to offer the prayers to him, and to talk to God, and to celebrate with him his love and his grace. May God be with you. May his grace be upon you. And may the power of the Holy Spirit on Holy Pentecost Sunday empower you today to do great and wonderful things. Thanks for celebrating this time with us. I'm so thankful for the many of you who continue to watch on a regular basis, who gives us a thumbs up, gives us a blessing. I'm thankful for those who pray for our church and who bless us and who celebrate and give to the church. Thank you for all that you're doing. And I pray God will pour into your spirits today. I'm not going to ask God to multiply it because He already will do whatever you've asked Him to do. So may God's grace be with you. Don't trust in the gods of this world, but trust in the one true God. We're going to close this time with a song.
Maybe I've been wrestling with everything, 'cause everything seems hard. Been caught up in the worry and anxiety, keeps tearing me apart. But I've been down and out before, and every time I cry out to the Lord, He meets me in my need. I've seen and I believe. Standing in my heart, and you can see it on my face. Got a joy that sticks around when the days are hard. Tells me I'll be okay. Through the ups and downs and highs and lows, He's working it for good. I know always what I need. I'm saving now. On peaceful waters or raging seas, I know God is good.
God is my trust, the plan He has for me. No matter what my eyes can see, on peaceful waters or raging seas,
I know God is good.
That's the answer to it. God is good all the time. Austin French, what a wonderful song. Thank you for that. Remind us all the time, God is good. God is good all the time. May His grace and mercy go with you today. Have a blessed day, my friends.